Coming up in mid-May, Burrs Hill Park in Warren will be the site of an historic homecoming. Wampanoag Massasoit Usamequon returns to his grave. This story goes back to the very beginnings of Native American pilgrim interaction here in New England, and it involves years of historical detective work. Here to tell us about it is Ramona Peters of the Mashpee Wampanoag Tribe. Ramona, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you.
Let's start really at the beginning with the central figure in the story, and that would be Usamequon.
Correct.
Who was he?
He was the Massasoit of the time period when the Mayflower arrived in one of our villages.
A Massasoit, that is the sachem?
That would be your supreme sachem. Out of the many sachems of our nation, he was the spokesperson.
And so he met with the pilgrims and interacted with them?
Right. Once the ship had sailed and left the folks there, we had to decide what to do with them. And so after consultation with the other sachems, it was decided to embrace them, protect them, help them along so they could become self-sufficient and be part of our nation, more or less.
So that was the beginning of that first peaceful time period then, when the pilgrims first got here.
Right. There was an agreement made, or a treaty, that said we would basically watch your safety and you would watch ours. So that agreement stuck for 50 years, up to Usamequon's death. When he died, the rest of the nation felt differently. His sons both struggled with that. There was a lot of conflict. There was a lot of English here by then. Misbehaving, shall we say. Both of the sons were under pressure from our nation's people to do something, if not at the extreme of war, which we really avoided war. Our great love for peace was really our character of our nation, but we did eventually go to war.
That would have been the King Philip's War that we're talking about?
Yeah.
When he died, he was buried in the village that he lived in?
Right. There are villages all across New England and burial grounds that are associated with them.
What was the name of his village?
Soams.
Soams.
Yes.
So that's a name that survives in the area to this day.
True.
In fact, the village of Soams eventually became part of Warren, Rhode Island. Usamequon's resting place remained undisturbed and, for the most part, unknown until 1851, almost 200 years after his death. That's when a railroad was built through the burial ground. Ramona Peters says there were 42 burials at that site that were uncovered by the railroad construction. Peters says this discovery led to the destruction of the burial site and the scattering of the remains and artifacts.
Because of all of the excitement and the looting that was going on, the archaeologists came in, and then they started excavating further beyond where the railroad track was. And there was no way to protect or prevent the destruction of that burial ground.
Fast forward another 140 years to 1990, when Congress passed the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act. Among other things, this law required museums to inventory and return any burial remains and objects to the associated tribes. For the Wampanoag Nation, this was the beginning of a quest to find and reclaim the remains of Usamequon.
So the investigation began once NAGPRA went in motion. Inventories were done. And when we received the inventories, we started to sift through them, and we found seven institutions had material from that burial ground.
And did you contact them at that point and say, hey, we'd like this back?
Yes. We set up consultations with them, a viewing visit, and then filed claim, and eventually transfer of possession.
Was there any resistance on the part of some of these institutions?
Yes, there was resistance. I think Native people across the country who started early with NAGPRA experienced resistance from museums. Some are notorious. I won't name any, but they are still resisting. But we are in New England, and some of these institutions are very old. They take their collections very seriously, and some of the institutions didn't and did very poor inventories. But it took us a long time, almost 20 years, to pry away from the museums what we knew to be from Burrs Hill.
The commemoration ceremony that takes place next month in Warren will involve representatives from the museums that relinquished artifacts, leaders from the town of Warren, and members of the Wampanoag tribes. In the future, says Peters, they hope to get the site designated as a national monument. She says Ussamequan deserves the recognition, and all Americans could learn from his legacy.
This is the man who made the first treaty with the colonists, and the country was opened by this man. We know that it's impacted us as Native people, and I think Americans aren't aware of who this particular individual was. He really believed that we could all live in peace. He really believed that we could all coexist.
That's certainly a sentiment that has relevance today, all these years later.
Yes. We're centuries behind this particular man's vision.
Ramona Peters, thank you for coming in to tell us about that this morning.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. I was glad to be here.
Ramona Peters is a citizen of the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe on Cape Cod. The tribe traces its roots to the Confederation of Wampanoag Tribes that once stretched from Gloucester Bay across southeastern Massachusetts to Narragansett Bay in Rhode Island. Peters is also the coordinator of the Wampanoag Repatriation Confederation. The Confederation has chronicled the successful repatriation of the grave contents of 42 burials with 658 funerary objects that were removed from the Burrs Hill burial ground. For Artscape, I'm Chuck Hinman, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for Rhode Island Public Radio's Artscape is made possible by Providence Picture Frame and Dryden Gallery, offering fine custom framing to artists, businesses, and homes since the 1800s. Displaying local artists in a three-story gallery, now offering framed antique maps in New England, photography by Richard Benjamin, photograph restoration, and a fine photo printing department, too. ProvidencePictureFrame.com.